goodness upholds it. Grace for grace. The word of God is the ordained means of receiving all that is ordained for us in Christ Jesus. Join God's servant, Sonny E. Olide, of the Comforter Revival International Mission, as he brings the word for you to receive. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Receiving.
John chapter 8, verse 12. I believe tonight you will see your increase in God's sight. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The light of life. The light of life. The light of life. Your inheritance as a child of God. The light of life. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Can you see in Christ Jesus? I have the light of life. Say it once again, in Christ Jesus. I have the light of life. Say it again, in Christ Jesus. I have the light of life. Job 33, verse 30. To bring back his soul from the pit, to be enlightened with the light of the living. The New King James Version said, the light of life. What enlightens your real life is the understanding of this life. Give us energy to rescue them from the grave, so they may enjoy the light of life. Light of life. The knowledge of eternal life. Jesus came to give us that life. And he said, if you follow him, you will have the understanding of this life. For us to fulfill destiny here on earth, we must understand the light of this life. You must understand what this life is capable of doing. You must understand on a daily basis in your consciousness that this life is what Jesus came to offer unto you. You must understand that this very life is what made God to be God. He rescues them from the grave, so they may enjoy the light of life. Say once again, in Christ Jesus, I have the light of life. Say it again, in Christ Jesus. I have the light of life. This life, I call it life producing life. It's divine life. It's different from what we inherited from our parents. It's different completely from what we inherited from Adam. But this life is what made God to be God. John chapter 5, verse 24 to 26. Understanding of this life is what makes you a commander in the realm of life, in the affairs of life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Can you say in Christ Jesus? I am passed from death unto life, from sickness and disease into healing and health, from poverty into prosperity, from shame into glory. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Listen to me. By virtue of the understanding of this life, whatever is dead in your life is coming back to life now. For as the Father hath life in himself, this is where I'm going. For as the Father, I've never seen a parent on earth that give his life to his children. They can only offer the property because they have no capacity to offer their life for their children. But God did. So we have no option today. We have no excuse of succeeding, from succeeding, because the same life that made God to be God is what he came to give us. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. Verse 27. And has given him authority. And has given authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. What a great teacher. Our challenges today, and I'm trusting God to help us, is this: to know that every deposit that God has in himself is in you already. You need courage and understanding to be able to appropriate that this is actually there. Jesus said, in my name you shall cast out devil. They brought a young man here on Monday morning, we're here. They bogged him, as in he can't stand. I said, okay, let me demonstrate what God said. In the name of Jesus, stand up. He stood up. I said, they should just leave him. If he fall down, he will get up again. You devil that disturb this person's body, go in the name of Jesus and never return again. And I say, you are here with a strike. Go home and sleep. They say he has not been sleeping. Go home and he went and slept. I woke up 10 a.m. the following day. When he wake up, he go out. They say, we now ask of him. They say, how is the boy? They say, he used to come back home by 11 p.m. Why? I simply utilize what he has given to me. No, I don't know what I'm getting. If you see the boy, a young man, is it a prison warder or what do we call his name? So, opportunity that he did not have to visit all his friends for the past 1 month, he went. Now he always come back home 11 p.m. The reason is because Satan oppressing, but Jesus losing. Everyone under the oppression of the devil here tonight, you are loose in the name of Jesus. Amen. We need courage to execute, to exercise what God has given to us. Do you get the point I'm raising? Jesus said, he that follow me, we have the understanding of this life. Receive grace to understand this life. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. in the name of the Lord Jesus. Go back to our text. Verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. What does he mean? He won't behave in ignorance. He will live his life as, you know, just assuming. Maybe if I do like this, he may. But he will live life with divine understanding. By the time you begin to execute or exercise this life or exhibit this life, people will say you are pride. We are proud. Don't mind that man. But actually, you are simply declaring who you are. When Jesus declared the same, they kick against him. So it's not new. Do you understand my point? He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Verse 13. Then the issue began. The day you begin to see yourself the way God sees you, then you will have more antagonists. There will be so many. But that is not where I'm going. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, thou bear a record of thyself. Thy record is not true. How can you say you have the life of life? How can you say it's the light of the world? How can you say without me you can do nothing? It's a normal thing. So don't let the accusations of anybody around your life to disturb what God has given to you. You get the point? There is no trouble on earth that is bigger than Jesus. And you have been given the privilege and the opportunity to use his name to set yourself free and to set others free. Give us NLT, verse 12. Hallelujah. Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, if you begin to see the way I see, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. You will have the light that leads to life. You will have the understanding that leads to life. You will have the understanding that leads to fulfillment. But you have to follow him. Jesus see exactly what the Father see. He never see anything dimly. Do you get the point? Let's read it again. Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. You will have the direction that leads to life. You will have the direction that leads to victory. You will have the direction that leads to freedom. Verse 13. Everyone that will shift you away from the trial that God has designed for your life, before they reach you, they will be defeated. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Pharisees replied, you are making those claims about yourself. Such testimony is not valid. Okay. When many believers may talk to you, say, keep quiet. You have not seen anything in life. That's why you are talking like that. Don't mind them. Face what God said. I've been there and I'm still there. Do you understand the point I'm raising? Verse 14. Jesus told them, These claims are valid, even though I make them about myself. For I know where I came from and where I am going. But you don't know this about me. You should be able to declare like that. I know where I came from. I know the kingdom I belong. Where I belong, there is no nonsense there. Only Jesus will tell you where you came from. Am I communicating? You see the way you are telling me, you say, look, I'm not like you. I know where I came from. And I know where I am going. But you don't know that. That is why you kick against me. People may kick against you because they don't know the encounter that God has made as with your life. But if you now say, if they kick against me, let me join them. No way. Don't join them. He that is joined to the law is one spirit with him. He didn't say he that is joined to people. He that is joined to the law is one spirit with him. 1 Corinthians 6:17 quickly. He that is joined to the law is one spirit with him. 6:17. But he that is joined unto the law is one spirit. You should know where you came from and where you are going. Do you get the point? Listen to me. Whatsoever God, that God never attached with your life, troubling your life, they are leaving you now. Amen. In the name of Jesus. They will surely leave. Because you are a different, you know where you came from. And you know where you are going. That is the knowledge I'm trusting God tonight that you will carry go home. I've learned now not to look for something anywhere else. Everything that we ever need is within me. It is my duty to bring them out. Do you get the point? All things that you ever need is in that life. So he said, you will have the understanding of this life. That all things of God are in this life. Residing in you. Waiting for the appointed time for you to understand and begin to bring them out. And I believe now is the appointed time for you. Matthew 11, verse 25 to 27. At this time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babies. Even so, Father, for so it seems good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son. But the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. When he revealed the Father to us at that passage, he said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me will not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. That's Jesus revealing the Father to you. That is the same nature that the Father carry is what he deposits in you. All things. Not few things. Look, can you give us anything? How many of you believe the gospel? What does it mean to believe the gospel? To have what the gospel says. If you believe, you have. Believe simply means you have. Whatever Jesus said you have, you have. I believe in him, it means you have him. According to his word. At that time Jesus prayed this prayer. Oh Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank you for hiding these things from those who think themselves wise and clever. And for revealing them to the childlike. Yes, Father, it pleases you to do it this way. My Father has entrusted everything to me. No one truly knows the Son except the Father. And no one truly knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. See, the revelation of this eternal life, the day your spirit man capture it, you will live above the world. Jesus said, provided you follow after him, you will have something which the world cannot give. You will have this. He said you will have it. He said you will have this. One day I met a young man. He asked me, how do I see this city? I said, very wonderful city. It's a city that flows with milk and honey. He looked at me like, You mean Jalingo? I said, actually, I mean more than that. He looked at me again. You say Jalingo is a city flow with milk and honey. I say, exactly. He looked again. Where do you say you came from? From Abuja to Jalingo? I say, yes. You mean people are looking for a way to run from here to that place and you came there? I say, because they don't know whom they are. There is no dry place. There is no desert place. We only have people who does not see what God is saying. When I talk like that, talk to him like that, I say, I must know where you are living. He came to my house, he looked at the place, he shook his head. But one thing I told him, even though if I live in a dilapidated house, the man inside is not dilapidated. He sat down, he repented that day, and we prayed together, and today we are friends. The issue is this. The day you begin to see yourself the same way that God sees you, honestly speaking, you begin to experience victory. See, the life that is deposited into your life is capable of liberating the entire world, but you don't know. That's why we are calling your attention to it. Do you understand? Do you listen to this scripture? All things that the Father had belongs to Jesus. Why did God give him? To go and give you and I. Were you told that Jesus wear different kind of clothes? Yet it's delicious. What kind of thing? Whenever the needs arise, he commanded. He made the need. If we share big men today, they don't work with money. Eh? They don't. Why? They have it. You see, when you are running up and down with something, it's because you don't have it. No, I'm going somewhere. You see, there are prayers you don't need to pray. If you understand what God said concerning you. Instead of praying for those things, you should be thanking him for having them. Do you get the point I'm raising? You should keep thanking him for giving you those things. Sit down. 2 Corinthians, I want to show you this. Chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. What is the meaning of all things are passed away? All things of defeat, all things that you inherited from Adam are passed away. Fear is passed away. Diseases are passed away. Whatever you may name it, that is not pleasant to your life, he said they are passed away. And he gave you a condition. Behold me, look and see. You have to look. You have to see. All things have become new. It means there is a change of order. To that man, to that new creation man. The new creation man, we have the light of life. The understanding of life. Now, verse 18 now. All things are of God. Excuse me. All things are become new. All things are of God. It means all things of the new creation man, they are all of God. Oh my God. You don't understand my point. Is sickness and disease of God? It means it's not your portion. Is barrenness of God? Not at all. Is weakness of God? Not at all. It means whatever cannot be named with God, it means it's not within you. You just have to know it. Even though you are passing through it now, tell yourself that you are not supposed. All things are of God, who hath reconciled all to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us, the ministry of reconciliation. You tell people that, look, what you are passing through is not with you. Discard it now, and it will leave. Discard that thing now, it will go. He gave you that right. Do you get the point? You know, in those days, they gather on the mountain. Rain will be beating on. They say, keep asking for power. And we pray and pray for power and power and power. And we do all these things. But one day, I see someone tap me like this. How long will you be foolish? What are you saying? And he gave me a passage. From that day, I stopped asking for power. And now I realize that I have what I was asking. Do you understand my point? You know, when you are asking God to give you what he has already given you, that prayer will never be answered. If truly you are a child of God, he gave you power. You have the power. So when you celebrate him for that, then the power will find expression. Matthew 10, verse 1. All things are of God, who has reconciled all to himself, and has given all unto all the ministry of reconciliation. Say, and when he has called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power. What does it mean? He gave them. He gave them power against unclean spirit to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. No. He will give them power when they pray. What happened? He gave them. If someone gave you something to deal with, whatever is not of God, what are you supposed to tell him always? It's as if that was not enough. Luke chapter 9 verse 1. You have the power of God within you. You have it. You have it. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. What did he give them again? I think from the mouth of 2 or 3. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Get it right tonight. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving me power against unclean spirit to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Behold, that's the condition. You must see with the eyes of your spirit what he has given you. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. What a great scripture. So what is this power? Ability to know what he has given you. Ability to use what he has given you. This is what he's saying. Every believer have that. But not every believer knows that they have it. And few that knew about it, they are not utilizing it. It's yours. And the gift and the calling of God is without it. It doesn't withdraw it. It's there. The three passages we read, did he say, I will? Did he say, I will give you? What did he say? No, I'm not hearing you. No, he's going to give you when you fast. No, he's not going to give you when you pray. He has given you. He that follows after me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the understanding of this life. This is the key. It has helped us to this point, I believe we have you. You have it. Give us an NT of this passage again. You will see what it says. Some of you have been asking who will help you. I want to tell you the helper is within you. It's within you. Look, I love that. But do you know one thing? One day, I was with my dad in the farm. He told me, say, Sonny, bring that thing for me. He pointed at it. And I looked at the place. I didn't see. He said, see, it was just. And he's a very wonderful man. If he shout, you will urinate. I know that. See, yes, he pointed at the place. I looked very well. I did not see it. When I now came into ministry, and I realized the meaning of look. Many look, but few see. Unless you see what you are looking, you don't accomplish anything there. May God open your eyes to see in the name of Jesus. He said, look. They look. As I was looking down there, I didn't see. Do you know what he did to me? He shouted until I went there. I couldn't get the thing. He said, see where I hang it. I finally saw it. But it took time. It took time. It's not your fault. But I believe the veil is removed of your eyes. He said, look. I'm the one that gave you. I didn't send any prophet to give you. I gave you. I have given you power. I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy. Over all of them. Not few. Over all of them. The enemy of sickness and disease, he gave you power over it. The enemy of fear, he gave you power over it. Name them. Over all. Over all. Over all. Now look at what he said again. And you can walk amongst snakes and scorpions. What does he mean? And crush them. You will walk in the midst of the enemies. They will not be able to do you anything. And he concluded, nothing will injure you. You may be passing through some wind of adversity is blowing you now, but God is telling you, despite they are blowing, they will not enjoy you. I say they will not enjoy you. When you capture the reality, you walk shoulder high. Yes, this is what he's saying. He said they will not enjoy you. It doesn't matter whether they are around or whether they are not around. I simply believe the gospel. I take the gospel as what God says, and it works for me. Do you know why many never believe the gospel? They have alternative. I don't have any alternative. Whatever God cannot do for me, from the word of God, nobody else will do it. That's just my conclusion. I'm talking about myself. I believe every word that is said to me, and I take it like that. Give order Luke 9:1 in NLT. It's something rising within you now. That power lies in you, is within you. The day you say, Lord Jesus, I confess you as my Lord and Savior, that day, all the deposit of God are in you. They are there. When the Holy Ghost now comes, he started unveiling it to you. And this thing you are asking for, see it now. You have it. Then from there, you turn asking to praises. One day, Jesus called together his 12 disciples and gave them power and authority to cast out demons and to heal all diseases. Very plain. Do we need any grammar to interpret this? It's a direct one. The interpretation is what you see there, direct. He gave you. And he tell you what to use it for. He tell you why he gave you. Because he know that embarrassment will come. He said, against any embarrassment, I gave you this power before the embarrassment will come. So when the embarrassment comes, you tell the embarrassment to go to where it belongs. Then you move on. That's life for you. Everyone crying secretly over a matter. Tonight, it is settled. That case is settled. Because Jesus said, weep not. For the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Weep not. Rather, capture the reality. And the reality will make you a reality. I said something on Friday, I will repeat it again. When you speak what you have in the spirit, you will have what to speak in the physical. Whatever God says you have is in the spirit. Declare it, then you will have it in the physical. If you say you are here with his right, it's in the spirit. Declare it, you will experience it. Whatever you are, in the spirit, when you speak it, you will have it in the physical. Christianity is not a religion at all. Taking your right, exercise the judgment according to God's will and move on. Then, Matthew 10:1. Can you see what you say you will have? What you say you have? You are only knowing what you have. It's there. That is why the greatest miracle is the miracle of a new birth. Everything you ever need, they are there. Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them authority to cast out evil spirits and to heal every kind of disease and healness. Every kind. It doesn't matter their name. It doesn't matter what they say about it. But we are not using it. We are not. We are not. This is the challenge now. And the moment you realize the ability of God in your life, the responsibility has come to you. Do you understand now? I'm taking you step by step. It's your inheritance. So, do we have power or we need one? Huh? Who gave you that power? Will he withdraw it? Do you know why? He's not a thief. Eh? He's not a robber. Whatever he gave you, he gave you. The day you know it, you know that responsibility has come. No evil will befall you. Amen. No plague will come near your dwelling. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. One thing with declaration of God's word is that it's curative and it's preventive. As you keep speaking what God says concerning you, is preventing evil from coming. He prevents. Now, Psalm 87, verse 3 and verse 7. So serious. Glorious things. Okay, this is NLT. O city of God, what glorious things are said of you? King James said, glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God. How many of you believe that you are a city of God? You are the dwelling place of the Most High. And God said, glorious things are spoken of you. Not useless things. Glorious things. Edifying things. Lift the word that lift. Say, glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God. I put my name there. What is God spoken concerning you? Glorious things. Now he has done that, then it is your duty to declare it. Then verse 7, which is where I'm going. As where the singers are, the players on instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee. What a great thing. God said all his attributes, All one making to be God, they are in your spirit. Ha! Can you say glorious things? Are spoken of me. All the springs of God, they are in me. Please give another translation of verse 7. And look at it now. As they make music, they will sing. All my fountains are in you. Ah! What a great thing. God said, all his fountains, all his attributes, they are all in you. I jumped the first day I saw it. I look, do you mean business? He said, you mean it. Do you say anything about me? Say, said about that. I said to. How many of God's things that is in you? Why do you not behave as if nothing of God is in you? This is the matter. Give us another translation. Thank you. The singers as well as the players on instruments shall say, all my springs, my sources of life and joy are in you, city of our God. The day I saw that, I couldn't sleep. There is I jubilated throughout the night. You made business, yes? They are there. When you talk of God's wisdom, it's there. His understanding is there. His counsel is in you. Now, who will bring it out? It is my job. As they make music, they will sing. All my fountains are in you. Is there any other translation? Eh? Okay. Singers and dancers alike will say, all my springs are in you. Hi. I've not seen any scripture that baffles me like this. You mean God loves you so much? He decided to carry all what make it to be God. He said, put it there. Oh yeah, go. I am with you as you operate. Please, how many of you believe the gospel? Mark it in your Bible. Are you a disadvantage now? No, sir. Why? All the fountains of God are in. So it is your duty to bring it out. It's serious. Healing and earth is in you. The peace of God is in you. Fellowship is in you. Victory is in you. Everything, just name them. They are there. Now the question is this. Anyone that cultivate this and appropriate this will surely rule. It's a normal thing. It doesn't matter whether you are a male or female. Do you believe the gospel? How many of God's fountains are in you? God said they are in you. If you say they are in you, they are in. I know some of you say, if truly they are in me, why am I still like this? That's why we are telling you now. So that you will not continue to be like this. You will now be getting better and best on a daily basis. This is the issue. Because every day, you must attain to newness. Every day, you must attain to newness. Though our outward man perish, but the inward man is renewed day by day. Is renewed day by day. Is renewed day by day. So it means every day you must attain to newness. It's serious. How many of God's attributes are in you? Oh. Jesus utilized them all in his day. And the apostles utilized them in their days. It is your turn to utilize what he has given. That's the point. Honestly. You may hear one and rumors of one and all of it. No, that's one issue. A time came, the disciples were asking. Or the Pharisees came, they were asking him, where is the kingdom of God? When is it going to come? He said, the kingdom of God does not come by observation. And he said something that was so powerful there. Luke 17, verse 20 and 21. And when it was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not by observation. Neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. It means the dwelling place of God is within you. You are actually the best house that God built to live inside. Okay, Jephthah. You. God says he's living in you. If God says it's in you, he believes it's in you. Will God be finding manifestation, finding expression from you now that the whole world will not see the difference? That is the key that I'm talking about. It's there. It's living there. It's not living outside. So the kingdom of God, the dwelling place of God, is within you. It's you. Huh? There are a lot of scriptures that spoke about it. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. All these scriptures are for you. Don't just read it and go back. Mm-mm. Stay with it. Then something great will happen. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 22. You will see that you are the dwelling place of God, which is spoke glorious thing concerned. Remember, we are dealing with the light of life, the understanding of this light. This light you receive at new birth carry the fullness of God, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation, for a dwelling place of God through the Spirit, for a dwelling place of God. Individually, you are the dwelling place of God. Collectively, we are the dwelling place of God. Then, now, when you realize this, then you begin to appropriate it. See, I am the dwelling place of God. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. I am the temple of the living God. The Spirit of God dwelleth in me. In whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place, into a dwelling of God in the Spirit. Time. So, how many of you have this Bible in your house? You have any Bible that spoke of that? How many of you that somebody who loves you has written letter to you before? Maybe that person is in abroad. And they send you a letter with his picture. Where he stands with the white. What do? You keep looking at it. When your friend comes, I'm not an ordinary person. In fact, to let you know that my uncle in abroad recognized me. See the letter, see the picture. Now, the King of Kings recognizes you, say he dwells in you. Can't you show it to the world? Hi. Do you understand my point? Oh. Excuse me. Who did God call his dwelling place? It means you are the carrier of him. And when you are the carrier of him, there are some things that happen. And I want to show what will happen to you from now. I say you will see what will begin to happen to you from now. Not because you are powerful, but because he that is powerful liveth in you. Don't forget this. Psalm 114, we read from verse 1. Something happened. Your life now will begin to send away demons as you are moving. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary, Israel was his dominion, where he dwelleth, where he lives. The sea saw. The sea saw it and fled. What is the meaning of that? Jordan was driven back. The mountains keep like rams, and the little hills like lambs. What AD? O thou sea that thou fleddest, thou Jordan that thou wast driven back, ye mountains that you skip like rams, and ye little hills like lambs. Tremble thou earth at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of waters. Can you see what happened? The day your conscience captured this, you see something literally within you. Okay. How could they lock somebody up in the prison? And in the night, angel hope will go out. At my command. 2 times. And they went out and continued with their business. And when the accusers gathered, one of them rose up. He said, mind what you want to do to this people. Be very careful now. If this thing they are doing is of God, it will stand. If it's not of God, why not leave them? That was how they leave them. They left them. Why? God is involved. Because God is involved in you, with you, and everything concerning your life. Your enemy will fight your battle for you. See what it means. But when we don't appreciate the presence of God within us, then we live in fear. No, sir. Not at all. When we're going to the last crusade, a day before we left, our brethren has already gone. The next village to where we are going, they were fighting, killing and all that. And we received news there, here. Here, they say, calm down, no, stay back, no. I say, for what? I ask the question, for what? I ask that question again, I say, for what? I thank God for Brother, he drove down in the morning, he said, sir, oh yeah, I say, it's okay, I trust you. We pass, we move, we do everything, we finish, and do not the funny thing. When we got there, rain for this 4 days, stop. For the 4 days we finished everything. The last day we gathered all our things. After the whole thing we packed, we left. By 3 in the afternoon, after we have left, we have arrived in Jalingo. They say the entire cloud became black. And it rained to the point that I say yes. And they told us something. We went there and meet. They say some people came there march every day. Rain never allowed them to do. There is difference. The difference is there. You need to be conscious of the God you carry. Rain! And it's too steep. And the program was wonderful. And the preacher in that land said, of a truth, we now know that God is with you. Much people did program here. Rain didn't allow them. But you came me. In the middle of the rain. And nothing happened. Listen to me. From today, nothing will hinder you from getting to where you are going. In the name of Jesus. We are giving the testimony because God did it for us. Because we move at His command. When you move at God's command, He back you up. This is not the first time we have gone to other places like that. The same thing. When God, when you are conscious of what God says concerning you, He functions through you. This is the point I'm raising tonight. You will have the understanding of this life. This life is greater than the old world. This same life that dwelleth in you created the old world, including the sea. He created them all. And that same light is within, ready to create from what is already existing. Do you get the point I'm raising? Who said that you will have the life of life? Jesus said. Since he's the one that said it, believe it. Think over it. Declare it. Then you will see the manifestation breaking forth through your life. In the name of Jesus. That is it. Huh? You will have the life of life. And it's this understanding that makes your spirit man to function well. Thou will enlighten me with the light of the living. The Holy Ghost make your spirit man to capture the reality of what God has made you to be. Fear not. There is nothing God cannot do. And do you know one thing that Jesus said that baffles me? We read in the Bible, say, for with God all things are possible. And he told the disciple one day, he that believeth in me, nothing shall be impossible unto him. I read my Bible, I said, you mean it? He said, I mean it. Because the same life that is in God, that make all things to be possible for him, is in you. Mark 9:23. I don't like religion something. Religion will tell you that, hey, calm down. We are not calming down. Utilize what God has given you. It's yours. They are yours. They are residing within you. The word of God tells you what God has deposited into your life. They rise to your responsibility. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Every believer, Jesus said, all things are possible to you. Because you are a believer, you have eternal life, you have the Holy Ghost. He said, out of your belly shall flow river of living water. Giant are just behaving like puppet. For what reason? They didn't know. Look at it now. Please give her energy. Mark 9:23. What do you mean? If I can, Jesus asked. Anything is possible if a person believes. What does it mean to believe? You are a believer. What does it mean to believe? You have eternal life. And he said, all things are possible to you that have eternal life. Because that is the life that makes all things to be possible to God himself. Give us Matthew 17 verse 20 again. You will see it there. Ah, I pray that this word will create impact in your life. You don't have enough faith. Jesus told them, I tell you the truth. If you had faith, even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible. But King James said, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. And nothing shall be impossible unto you that believeth. Look how believers now behave today. As if there is nothing within them. As if they are puppets. As if they are Mr. and Mrs. Nobody. No, sir. I reject that. No way. Not at all. Is that your Bible? Jesus said, because you are a believer, you have eternal life, you have the Holy Ghost, he said, nothing shall be impossible unto him. Invariably, he's saying, nothing shall be impossible unto him because he lives in you. You just face it like that, guy. Is that your Bible? Who said it? Is he a liar? And he cannot lie. Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Every day you wake up, know that fire is burning within you. Ready to look for what to consume. Chapter 10, verse 7. Thank you, Lord. Anytime I read this scripture, I cry. Anytime you read it, I cry. I have seen servants upon horses and princes walking as servants upon the head. I see nothing has happened. The mentality we carry should be knocked out. So that God's mentality will be cultured into us. Then you begin to move
as he wants you to move. This is the point. Is it not happening today? You see, unbelievers, they are very focused in what they want to do. And they give it all to take to get it. But what happened to believers? They jump more up and down. Hey, no, nobody to help me. If nobody to help, can't you help yourself? Eh? I have seen servants riding us back like princes. And princes walking like servants. What has happened? Where do we get the gospel that we are nobody? Where do you get the gospel that you just patch life and go? Where do you get all those defeated kind of, crippled kind of gospel? No, I don't think it's the gospel of Christ. Because the gospel of Christ empower, energize, for the joy of the Lord is my strength, it strengthens. And Jesus said, the word I speak unto you will create joy in you. It will release something in you. Ready to manifest. From today, listen to me. As God begins to walk within you, it will walk through your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The gospel of Christ is to empower you to make known to you what God has delivered unto you. That is it. There's a story that one great man of God shared. A lady served for almost how many years in a white man house. And when it was time for the person to die, he now will everything he had and give to that person. And they now give it in form of award. And the woman now hang it in the house. All the wealth of that man was there. And he was dying. And the man of God now prayed and cited in the wall. Say, can I have a look of this? Say, you can't. He removed it and read. He read again and read. Say, are you the owner of this? Say, yes. Do you know the meaning of it? He said, they just gave him hanging there. He saw somebody for so years. Say, all the wealth that this person have, this, just go to the bank, you will get them. And the woman is already dying. He has gold. He never knew. As many believers have the fullness of God, they never knew. The man said, no. They follow the man to meet him. And you know, unfortunately, even though when he got it, he's about to die. Because he couldn't enjoy the blessing of God. But you will not die without enjoying this blessing. These purposes, they are in you. They are in you. They are in you. Sometimes because we didn't know, we couldn't realize it, it will show you in the dream. He said, I see myself in a vast land doing something great. It's simply telling you because your ear in the afternoon could not get your attention. So let me go back in the night and educate you in the night. When you sleep, it's a school of the spirit. It ministers to you. Treasure is within you, but you don't know how to harness them. Do you understand my point? They are there. That old lady was dying. Poverty was dealing with her. A woman of honor was hiding. Because I never knew. And I read a scripture one day. When I read it again, I said, Lord, let this one never be my portion. And let me read it for you. Psalm 49 verse 20. A man that is in honor without understanding is like a beast that perishes. Man that is in honor and understanding not is like the beast that perishes. That will not be your portion. Amen. You have what God said. They are in you. Appropriate them. Bring them out. Bring them out. Think over it. Ponder on it. Honestly, something great will break forth through your life. People who boast of their wealth don't understand. They will die just like animals. Job 33, let me read that place from verse 14. Who tell you that you are barren? Where do you hear that from God? And he blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful. And he said, he maketh a barren woman to be joyful of mother. Joyful mother of children. I read it in my Bible. And I gave that scripture to one woman who were looking for almost 15 years. I said, never ask God to give you a child. Just be thanking God because He has made you joyful mother. She went 2 months later. Today is there too. Even though they have relocated. A boy, he gave back to the boy here. Now in their place, he gave back to the boy. What are you talking about? Learn to believe what God said. You are not a barren person. If God said, go there first. Put your hand aside. Something is, I'm receiving something so good. Psalm 113. Something has to, verse 9. If whatever God said concerning you must come out. He maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Pray ye the Lord. Who tell you are barren? A joyful mother of children, not a joyful mother of a child. Children. You are the one to tell God is enough. Huh? Ah. Oh my God. Is God talking to someone? Who said that He make you a... He said He make... Not that He will make. He already make you a mother of what? Joyful mother. Not sad mother. I gave that speech. I said, go. This is your... Don't ask God. 2 months later, He says, sir, something has happened. I say, it happened before it happened. It's not now it happened. He gives the childless woman a family, making her a happy mother. Praise the Lord. I say, oh, what you should be doing every day? Just be thanking Him. He did it for 1 month, the second month, the thing enter. And this is what we are saying today. Look, don't agree with whatever the devil brings. Tell the devil, where is he written? Job 33, sorry, verse 14. In 2016, a doctor asked me, he said, okay, what is your blood group? I said, I don't know. He said, I don't know. He said, you mean it at your age? I said, yes. Do you know why? Jesus' blood is Jesus' blood. It doesn't mean our group. He asked me again, honestly, you mean you're, I said, in my life, nobody ever tested me. And in our days, before you gain any admission, nobody asks you for all those nonsense. You just go. He said, but you're supposed to not say for what reason? He said, so that if you are O positive, you can donate. I said, my blood is not to donate. My blood is not for donation. Eh? I don't donate blood. Jesus never told me that one day you donate your blood. I didn't see it like that. You know, when God loaded you with the scripture, you live life. Somebody call me one and say, please, sir, come and short it for me. Want to borrow money? I say, God said, thou shalt not short it for them. He looked at me and said, that's the truth. And I open scripture. He wrote it. You want to go and borrow 3 million. And I don't even have such money in the account. And God tell me that. Don't do that. If you don't have what to, if not, He will take away your bed under you. Proverbs 22, verse 26 and 27. You know, there's some certain thing that when people ask, I say, no, I can't. What I know, you can't push me out of it. Be not thou one of them that strike hands, or of them that are shorties for death. Is that not your Bible? No, read the next verse. Not me. If my wife says tomorrow you want to borrow money, go and look for your shorty. I will not. Shorty? Not me. He said, thou shalt not borrow. That's what God said. I know the shorty for anybody. Say, this man is a wicked man. In your own. If thou hast nothing to pay, why should he take away thy bed from under thee? You shorty for death, the person run away, he died. They are now holding you. You now have sleepless nights. No, sir, no, man, not me. Is that a blessing to someone? Maybe tomorrow, after this message, say, hey, you are my sister. You know, I understand. Just shorty me, say, God said, thou shalt not. Why not agree? I say, I disagree. The more. Sorry, but that's the truth. Is that your Bible? I say, is it written? And just tell the person it is written. Give us energy. Guy.
Don't agree to guarantee another person's debt. Or put up security for someone else. Is that your Bible? Excuse me. Verse 27. If you can't pay it, even your bed will be snatched from under you. Is that your Bible? It says, he that followeth after me will not walk in ignorance, but shall have the understanding of this life. He doesn't shorty. He will just tell you that you to go and borrow. Manage your resources. Yes, now. Must you build that one? You don't have money for a house? Why should you go and borrow money to build a house? Stay in your one room and begin to reason. Excuse me, is that in your Bible? Oh, I know some of you are looking. Is that not what God said? So when you have the light of this light, please, I know, they say at least, just help us. You know, we are brother in the comfort of saying, no, it is written. Thou shalt not do that. Do you get the point? Oh my God. Is God blessing you? Job chapter 33, verse 14, I say, Abi? And let it that place as a random. Thank you. You are blessed. In Jesus' name. For God speaketh once, yea, twice. Yet man persevereth it not. 15. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when this sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed. 16. Then he opened the ears of men and sealed their instruction. He put something there. That's why I said, I wake up, I saw this, yes. God is not supposed to talk to you in the dream in the first place, if you understand him. Stand to your feet. Say, Lord, I have seen it now. I have the light of life. I will not walk in darkness anymore. Jesus gave me the light of life, the understanding of eternal life, the wisdom of eternal life, the knowledge of eternal life. I have the light of life. I have the light of life. I will not walk in darkness anymore. In the name of the Lord Jesus, with this understanding of this light, I will not walk in darkness. Nothing shall be impossible unto me. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I am what God says I am. I have what God says I have. I have the power of God against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and disease. Lift up your voice and give thanks to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the name.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.